Good morning. Today we celebrate the feast of the baptism of the Lord. And of course at this Mass we have two baptisms, which is most fitting. But we also reflect on our own baptism today, because everything again that happened to Jesus must happen to us, because we are one with Christ. Huh? You heard in the opening prayer, if I can go back, give me the book, would you? The opening prayer. Yeah, just bring it over, whole thing. Not the whole thing, just the book. What a girl. You ready to be a nun? Yeah, good job, you're stuck now. Anyway, it says, may all who share in the sonship of Christ, may all who share, here you can take it back now. You did real well. May all who share in the sonship of Christ. You think that's for girls too? Yes, of course. It's we share in being a child of the Father, huh? And so we need to refocus on that, because again, if Christ in his divinity and when he became a man and in his humanity, if he needed to hear the Father say to him, and he did, you are my beloved Son, before he could go forth from there and deal with the devil and begin ministry, it must be what we need too. And yet I believe that most people in their life, be they Catholic, be they Protestant, be whatever kind of Christian, never come to that experience in their life of being beloved to the Father. Most people experience God out of fear. You know, okay, Lord, I don't want to go to hell, or I don't want to go to purgatory, so I'm going to do all these things. But when you and I act out of that, again, as I've talked about before, then it's all about us. It's not about the Father and the Father's love for us. And so what we need to do is make sure that the experience Jesus had is the same experience that we must have. And the only way that's going to happen is when you and I really take time to pray and to listen. Tonight, we can continue with my book, Surrender. And tonight, what I'm going to focus on in the book, and what I'm going to be preaching on over in the center at 7 o'clock, is prayer. And what I'll do is I'll take people through a prayer experience so they can experience being beloved to the Father. Not just talking about it, because if I just talk about it like I'm going to do at this Mass, you know, like again, as I was preaching the book the other day, I sat there and said, okay, how many went to Mass last Sunday? And you know, a lot of people went to Mass. And I says, now, I gave you three things to do last week. Right? And I often say, now after all the five times I come and I preach, and I gave everybody in this church three things to do last week for the rest of the year. I said, I wonder how many first remember what I told you, which is a few, and fewer still implemented what I told you. Huh? It's a habit of listening. So again, if we can't even listen to our pastor in church who has the biggest, loudest mouth of any other priest in the whole United States, how are we ever going to listen to the Father who's quiet, who's gentle, who speaks in a whisper and in silence? And what was the three things I told you to do last week? Prostrate yourself before the Father every day, which is fall on your knees first thing in the morning. Second thing was, offer, look, you're all pagans, offer your treasures to the Father, right? Offer your treasures, huh? And the third thing was, to give the gifts, oh, forget it, all of you. What's the point of me even speaking? Why do I get up here every week and say anything if we don't remember it? If we don't implement it? You know, some people sit there and talk about, well, you know, priests don't give anything relevant. I gave you three relevant things that you can do for the rest of your life. Very relevant. Go back and can listen online to what I talked about last week. So if you don't listen to the priest, how are we ever going to listen to our Father? And see, it's most important. Because again, if we don't listen to God, if we don't come to the experience of being beloved, then we will never act out of love. We'll always act out of fear.
But fear is always about us, and love is always about God. So what has to happen is we got to come to know that belovedness of who we are. And the only way that's going to happen is when you and I, in our daily prayer, allow times for stillness, allow times for being embraced by the Father. Huh? Every week after communion, I give you time to go back and be still. And so often, you know, when we get evaluations, and they say, that's my favorite time as Father, when I let God hold me at Mass. Very good. But you got to let that happen every day. Every day you have to allow yourself to be beloved. Most of us have an image of the Father, that the Father gets mad at us, right? And so he's mad, and so we're afraid to go back to him because he's mad, and I don't want to go into his presence because he's mad at me. God isn't a man of feelings. You know, he isn't mad at you one moment and happy with you the next. God is love. And no matter what, you and I have to share in what Jesus knew. You are my beloved son. Huh? Now today we heard, this is my beloved son. But if you read the Gospel of Mark, the first chapter, or the Gospel of Luke, the third chapter, you hear, you are my beloved son. So I want to give you some homework again. What I want you to do today or tomorrow, is, or any time this week, or every day if you want, is you go to the Gospel, the first chapter of Mark. Or you go, stay with the first chapter of Mark, or you can go to the third chapter of Luke. And meditate on the baptism. And as you meditate on the baptism of the Lord, you become Christ. You become one with Christ. Now again, some of you might look at me and say, Father, I'm not Jesus. Huh. Shut up. You have Jesus within you. When you got baptized, these two boys we baptized today, Christ in them, Christ in you, there is no difference. He lives inside of you. The more you and I surrender to Jesus, when God the Father looks at us, he also sees his Son. That's the point. We become one with Christ. I no longer live. Jesus Christ lives inside of me. Is that correct? Galatians 2:19 and 20. I no longer live. Jesus lives inside of me. So you and I need to come to know that we're beloved of the Father. You have to hear God say to you, you are my beloved daughter. You are my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased. Even with your sinfulness, even with your weakness, even with all the things you've done wrong, God the Father loves you and he's pleased with you. Because think about it. We, as Jesus says, if you who are evil, he says, if you who are evil know how to give good things to your children, how much more does your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask for it? So if you're a good parent or you know good parents, make God a better parent than you, huh? If you would sit there and think that, okay, here you have your sons or daughters, and even if your sons do or daughters do bad things, do you stop loving your children? I hope not. Could you imagine if your child broke something that you loved, and even if they did it on purpose, and then they're in the corner crying and all messed up, and you go over and you say, what's the matter? And they look at you and say, you don't love me anymore, do you? Because I broke that thing, or I hurt that, or that. Could you imagine how you'd feel inside? That your child would think that your love is so dependent and so fragile on something like that. No matter what, you'd never stop loving your children. How much more God the Father, who is the very definition of love, loves you and me. And how much more do we need to come out of that and come to experience that? And so I encourage you, if you want to experience that, come tonight and I'll take you through the prayer experience. But more than that you do this sometime this week or every day of your life, that you let yourself be loved by God. It's not as something you need to, oh no, okay, I'll try it, Father. No, it's something that's necessary. It's something you must come to know. If not, then you act out of fear and you don't act out of love. And fear is about you and love is about the Father. So today, remember what happened at your baptism. The sky opened up, the Spirit came upon you, and God the Father looked at you and said, you are my beloved son. You are my beloved daughter.
remember what he said to you and live it. You got it? Get it? Gonna do it? Yeah, like you listened to the three things I told you last thing, uh-huh. May you know his love today and forever. Amen.